This is the 2515 podcast. I'm your host, Gloria, aka Gloria Billions, aka Gloria the Baby Girl. That's right. I know you guys were expecting us to drop a new episode last week Sunday, but we didn't drop a new episode. We've been busy throughout the week. Even this week too, we've been busy, but we're trying our best to make sure we drop a new episode for you guys this week. So I'm going to be the one doing this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy what I'm going to be talking about. And you guys should also please be engaging with us on Instagram, send us voice messages for me if I are listening to the episode from. I know I've been talking about this since, but you guys still please engage with us, let us know what you think, and share with your family and friends who want this to go global. 2515 podcast to go global. Thank you. When it comes to handling rejection not properly, you can't say that okay, it's the male gender that doesn't know how to handle rejection properly, or it's the female gender that doesn't know how to handle rejection properly. Both the male and the female, in some cases or in most cases, don't know how to handle rejection properly. So just say that, oh, the males can handle rejection properly. I feel like people make it based on a gender because of probably what they've heard, what they've seen. Like maybe it's mostly the males or mostly the females, and they've seen or heard that doesn't handle rejection properly. But just don't make it like that. Both the males or females, in most cases or in some cases, does handle rejection properly. But is there actually a particular way to handle rejection properly? I don't know, to be honest. I feel like It's very sad when you get rejected. You feel hurt, you feel annoyed, you feel sad, you feel different kinds of ways. I am meant to feel that. And when someone gets rejected, you can't tell the person how to feel, because the person is obliged, the person has every right to feel that type of way. But I know that there are sometimes when you get rejected, there are some people that go overboard with the way they feel, with the way they act. Yes, you got rejected, you're meant to feel this way. But there are some things they do or say, or what they say to people about the person that rejected them. And you'll be like, you just got rejected. I understand that, yes, you got rejected, but just like deal with it. Like, okay, it's just rejection. It's part of things, part of life. Things happen, people get rejected. And there's always going to be one person out there that is not going to reject you. I feel like once a person rejects you, you can feel whatever type of way. Your feelings, your emotions, the way you express yourself is valid. But just don't go overboard. After a while, you start going around telling people different things, things that aren't true about the person that rejected you. You're probably trying to create a different narrative about the person that rejected you. So the person, so people we are talking to about the person who rejected you will see the person in a bad way. No, don't do that. Just understand. When it comes to rejection, there is no particular gender that doesn't handle rejection properly. So don't say, oh, it's the male that doesn't handle rejection properly, or it's the female that doesn't handle rejection properly. Both the male and the female gender do not handle rejection properly in some cases or in most cases. And I feel like people say that, oh, the male gender or the female gender don't handle rejection properly is because of what they've seen or what they heard. Assuming they heard that, oh, it's a female that doesn't handle rejection properly, or they see various things that is pointing towards the male not handle rejection properly, it just makes them think that, oh, it's a male that doesn't handle rejection properly. And then sometimes you check the internet, who doesn't handle rejection properly, and you see, oh, the male, 95% of the males, 20% of the females do not handle rejection properly. I feel like all this kind of data is based on what people have been saying. If people on social media have been saying, oh, I got rejected, this is what happened when I got rejected, the person didn't do it properly, the female didn't do it properly, or the male didn't handle it properly, or there was a male gender or female gender that went to meet someone, a professional about it. Now, calculate everything together and they just report it on the internet. That kind of thing, just don't be those kind of numbers you see, because it's not really correct. Because there are some people out there too that didn't handle rejection properly, or didn't speak about it, didn't meet anyone, they write on social media about it. So all those numbers, just don't believe it. Because when people see that online, they'll be like, oh wow, it's male. But no, both the genders don't handle rejection properly.
But is there actually a particular way to handle rejection properly? I feel like people say that, oh, you don't, this person isn't handling rejection properly, is because I feel like the moment the person got rejected, they're like, yes, the moment you get rejected, your feelings, everything you feel, your emotions are validated. When it comes to a point, it seems as if you're obsessed over the person. And that isn't good. I understand that you got rejected. You feel sad, you feel hurt. But you start obsessing about the person, isn't good at all. Or you start stalking the person. If you start stalking the person, you realize you're following the person wherever the person is going to. Think about, before you think about doing that, isn't good at all. Think about the consequences. That if the person should find out, or maybe even someone goes and tells the person that is what you're doing, you could end up in jail. They just report you to the police and you're in jail. It's not good to stalk anyone. Stalking the person's Instagram. It's kind of normal, I think. Do you think it's not normal? Let me know. But I feel like it's kind of normal if you're stalking the person's Instagram. The moment she gets, what they call the name, the moment she gets rejected, you start to look at the person's Instagram. Oh, what is this person doing? Snapchat, everything. But it comes to a point that don't overdo it, because it plays with your mental health. Your mental health is at stake. You're just putting your mental health in danger, because it comes to a point that sometimes you may not be able to sleep well. You have like sleepless nights, you're overthinking, and you cry a lot, you feel sad, you do various things, and it isn't good for your mental health. So what you just have to do is that always remind yourself that there is someone out there that won't reject you. There's always going to be someone out there that will reject you. Yes, you feel sad that this person rejected you, you really wish you were with that person. But just always remember there will be someone out there that won't reject you. So after you have overcome your rejection period, do people actually overcome their rejection period? I feel they do overcome. It takes a time, baby steps. But it comes a period that you won't forget that, oh, I really love this person and I went through this rejection part. It's something that's like a story that they will tell one day if they feel they have the, if they want to tell them, talk about it, they will. They can say, oh, I got, this is what happened to me and this is what I did to go, to stop obsessing or to stop overthinking about the rejection I went through. And if you have actually gone through rejection, how are you able to deal with it? What did you do about it? Let me know. Talk to us. Send us a voice message. Send us a DM. Send us a comment on Instagram at 2515 podcast. So all I just want to say about this is that just don't play with your mental health. Take good care of yourself. Treat yourself. Enjoy yourself. Spoil yourself. And then you feel sad. You feel annoyed. You feel angry. All your feelings are validated. But just don't go overboard. Don't do things that you later regret. Just remember that there's always going to be one person out there that will love you the way you want to be loved, that will just not reject you. Always remember that. One thing I've realized is that once you consistently keep on talking about the person that rejected you, because it becomes an obsession. You may not know it's an obsession. You just be like, oh, I'm just talking about how I feel, what this person did, or what I did concerning the person, oh, it's what I did, everything. It becomes an obsession. And the people you are talking to may feel annoyed, but they may not know how to tell you. They will not even want to tell you, because they know that you're in your rejection stage, your rejection period, and telling you how they feel, concerning you talking about your feelings, will make you feel a type of way, and it's going to even make the matter worse. So just keep quiet. So I can't say, oh, it's after 7 days you get rejected, or after 2 days, or after a month, or after this, that you should stop talking about the person. I do not know how. You people are listening to this podcast, listening to this episode now, what do you think? Do you think there's a particular period a person should stop talking too much about the person? Because the person who talks about how they were rejected, or this is how this person rejected me, they tell various people, 10 people, 20 people, they go around talking about, oh, this is what this person did, this is how I feel, they keep on talking about you. Do you think there's a particular period after 7 days, a week, or a month, or 2 months, do you think there's a particular period for them to just stop talking about the person? Because the person may not know he or she is obsessing. And the person may not even know he or she is overdoing it, and it's annoying some people. And also, when you go around creating a wrong narrative about the person that rejected you. Fine, you got rejected, but don't create a wrong narrative about the person. Don't go and tell lies or say this is what happened, and when that's not what happened, don't. Understand that yes, you are rejected, but don't go around spreading lies or saying what's not the truth. Don't go and paint a wrong picture about the person because you are rejected and you feel sad, you feel angry that the person rejected you, so you want other people to feel angry towards the person that rejected you, so they'll feel a type of way, and probably if they like the person before, they'll start getting, they won't like the person again. Just don't do that. Just don't do that at all. That's not a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. What's the nicest way to reject someone? I feel like someone can only reject you nicely if you talk about your feelings in a nice way. But I don't think there's anyone that would want to talk to someone about their feelings that, oh, I like you, or I've liked you for such a small amount of period, and you say it in a rude way. I don't think there's anybody that would talk about their feelings in a rude way. Because if you're talking about your feelings in a rude way, you're definitely not going to get a good response. So even if someone comes to meet you that, oh, I like you, maybe face to face, through a phone call or through a text message, I think the only way you should just like respond to the person, even though you don't like the person, the way the person likes you, you just have to say it in a nice way, be polite and all. Because if you just say it in a rude way, it's definitely going to hurt the person the more. It's going to hurt the person, one, that you rejected the person, and secondly, the manner you spoke or you texted this is rude too, so it's going to hurt the person more than it would have even hurt the person if it was just in a polite way. How will you feel when a stranger sends a DM to you? So for me, I hardly check my request, so I won't even know you sent a message to me. So let's assume now, it's just an assumption. So assuming I check my request, and I said that, oh, this person sent a message to me, and I check who the person is, and I'm following this person. Then I'm like, oh, is this person's picture that I've liked? Then I'll respond to you. Then we'll start talking from there. I don't feel any type of issue. It depends on who the person is, the stranger is. If it's a stranger's pictures, I think that, oh, I've liked this stranger's pictures before, I'm currently following the person, I'll respond, and conversation will start from there. And if you start saying some things that are not necessary, we've just started talking, I'm already saying baby, babe, or all this kind of stuff, I'll start feeling a type of way, because we just started talking. You can't just start saying all those kind of things, or you start saying I love you or stuff like that. You just started talking to someone. I feel like when you start talking to someone, you've not even had a lot of conversations. You guys aren't that close yet. You're already calling the person baby, babe, or I love you. That's somehow. And guys that send pictures of their penis, why do you send a picture of your private parts? Like, you don't just send it like that. I now put one caption. Why? It's not good. Why do you send a picture of your private parts, to be honest? Because if I see a person sending that to me, I'm reporting your account. There's a lot of people that have sent pictures of their private parts to me on social media, and I just report their account. So whatever happens to your account, it's not my fault, it's your fault. Next time, do the appropriate thing. Stop sending pictures of your private parts to people you don't know at all, because that's just a very, very disgusting thing to do. I forgot to mention, I won't just report the person's account. I'm going to block the person. I will block and report to you. Whatever happens to your account, like I said before, it's not my business. It's not my problem. It's your problem. Next time, act in an appropriate manner. Stop sending your nudes as a guy. Stop sending your nudes, your private part, to someone you don't know. You don't know me, for Christ's sake, and you're sending the pictures of your private part. Why? What am I using it for? Please, you guys should be careful. It's not good to be sending those kind of things. If you have been doing it before, change your ways, change your behavior. It's not nice at all. If you want to have a sensible conversation with someone, you want to have a proper conversation with a girl, you go do it in the right manner. It's not everyone is comfortable in seeing those kind of things in their DMs. Not everyone. So if you know that, oh, I want to talk to this person because this person is fine, or I like this person's personality, or there's something I like about this person, you go about it in the right way. Don't think that, oh, sending my private part is the right way. That's the wrongest way to do that. No, don't do that if you have been doing that. And if you are thinking of doing that, please don't. And also, for the ladies that are sending their private parts, their nudes, to a guy or to a girl or whatever gender, why are you sending your private parts to someone you don't know? You just send it like that. Why? It's not good. It's not everyone that is going to be comfortable with that. So just don't send it at all. You want to have a conversation with someone, have a conversation with the person without sending your private parts or your news to the person. It's not good at all. Don't send it. If you are thinking of sending it now, do not. If you have sent it before, never send it again. It's not good at all. That is a very not nice thing to do. That's the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed what I said. You learned a few things. Like I said earlier in this episode, this episode was meant to come out last week Sunday, but we're very, very busy. So I hope you enjoyed the few things I said. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the 2515 podcast and send us a DM, message us, send us a comment, engage with us. I'm always mentioning this, engage with us. Let us know your thoughts about this episode, the podcast in general, and the other episodes we've uploaded for you guys. And so before I go, like you know, we started doing the 2515 song of the week. So the 2515 song of the week is for me is Bitter by Fletcher Kito and Trevor Daniel. So if you're interested in download it. Let us know what you think about it. Have a nice day. I love you.